53. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition, Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. This Christmas season, when you're doing your online shopping, please remember shop.freetalklive.com. It's an extra moment, and you can go there. There's many online retailers, but specifically Amazon, probably where we get the largest amount of sales from. And it's, you know, a relatively quick and easy and painless way for you to, you know, addition to your online shopping. You get the same prices and the same service you normally get from Amazon, but we get a little cut. And that little cut really helps pay the bills around here. And so, you know, basically it costs you nothing. You get the same thing you normally would get, and it costs you, and I guess it costs you an extra moment of your time. shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, Mark? How are you guys doing tonight?
Everything's good. How about you?
Great. This is my favorite part of the show.
What's that?
At the end of the week, and everything is all calm. But anyways, Mark, I got to tell you, I know you're a lot smarter than I am, and a lot more knowledgeable than I am.
I wouldn't go that far.
But I got to tell you that not every politician feels that same way you're talking about. You know,
what do you mean?
Senator Sanders, he doesn't feel that way at all. He wants to bring all these troops home.
Yeah. Yeah. Some politicians do want to. You're right. What I said was that the government doesn't care about you, that they would send you to, you know, as a reiterating, a the last American to die in World War One was sent at 11:59 a.m. when the war ended at 11 a.m. 10:59 a.m. When the war ended 1 minute later, you know, to take a machine gun post that, you know,
that
was pointless to take. So I will agree that some politicians are more.
I also want to apologize because I just got into the middle of when you were talking about that. And I thought about it after I said it. I said, "Wow, you know, maybe I should have just got all the information first, but I don't
have to apologize for it."
No, I agree. I mean, maybe it's possible that Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, I mean, and he is actually an independent, isn't he one of the only independents?
But he caucuses with the Democrats.
Yeah, I tell you
but he's more like radical. Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
He is an independent, and I'll tell you what, this guy, the first time I saw him was a couple of years ago, it was on TV. This guy came out swinging. You know, this guy reminds me so much of, like, you know, like when it was with Kennedy was here. You know, and of course, I don't remember Abe Lincoln, but these guys, they were for the people. They're trying to help the people, you know, where you don't see a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats and stuff like that that actually come right out for, you know, and fight.
Oh, there are very few genuinely anti-war politicians. And even if there are a couple, they're definitely in the minority, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I've got plenty of things I disagree with Bernie Sanders on, but I also wonder whether he could be a senator in a state with a larger population. Vermont's one of the five least populated states. I think it's got like 600,000, 650,000.
And it has a history of
radical politics.
Yeah, sure.
If I may say, you know, he is very popular on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
He's also very popular on some of the other, stations that are out. He's very well liked because, again, as I say, he's a politician. He'll tell you like it is. They'll tell you a lot of things that a lot of other of these, you know, politicians won't tell you, and senators and congressmen won't tell you.
I'm with you.
It's unfortunate, though, because I think, like, people see someone like that, a politician that they really like and feel represents them, and they're like, yeah, there is still hope in the political process.
Yeah, but Bernie Sanders' voice has drowned it out.
Yeah, right, exactly. The vast majority of the politicians, I mean, he's literally like, if he's different than the rest of the politicians, he's going against, he's like David and Goliath, basically, and there's no chance that what he wants is going to actually succeed.
I disagree with him on many of his policies, but I believe that he's a man that really stands up for what he believes in. However, he's in a Senate with at least 90 out of 95 people, or 90 out of 100 people are bought and paid for, and, you know, those other 10 or 5 or 10 can't do anything.
Sure, well, people said the same thing about Ron Paul, you know, being in the in the House of Representatives, right? Sanders in the Senate,
right?
But Ron Paul was a House of Representatives. But that's the thing. He's the only one who's like that. He's the only lone voice in the wilderness. And maybe him being there helps some people think that there's still a chance to get peace.
Well, hey, all it takes is one.
What do you mean?
Not really, because, I mean, they're voting on stuff, and they have to have majorities, and, yeah.
Right, but again, no, I mean, in terms of one voice there, but, I mean, we the people,
but nobody's
all the
listening
world,
to him.
We're all hearing this.
But nobody's listening to him. I mean, yeah, he's getting elected in Vermont, but the rest of the politicians aren't on his side, unfortunately. I mean, I wish they were, especially
you know what? We don't care what the rest of the other politicians say. I care about what the people out here, because we the people, we put them into office, and we can damn well vote them out of it, too.
Yeah, but I got you.
I don't
but
think
you
people...
have to be, okay, so you know who Bernie Sanders is, and you can probably name your other senator, too, Robert. But I'll tell you what, if you went down your street with a microphone, whether you're in Montpelier or Burlington or, you know, wherever it is, Ridgeland, wherever it is that you are in Vermont, and you went down the street in your town and you asked the average person whether they voted, first question. And then the second question is, you know, what's the name of your what's the name of the current sitting senator? Name one current sitting senator. And I'll bet you half of them would get it wrong. And then when you get up to two senators, I bet you 75% of them get it wrong. I mean, most people are completely uninformed. They go to vote every 4 years because they don't even know there's another damn election on the off year. And they vote for, you know, whoever their friends told them to vote for, and
or
says, you got to get out there and
vote at the polling place.
They're voting for ignorance.
If they didn't know before then, I'll bet they know now. You know, I mean,
the politicians aren't doing the will of the people, though. They're not responding to the will of the people. I mean, maybe there's a rare case like Bernie Sanders where people really like him and think that they're being represented. But what about the people in all the other 50 states? I mean, there's got to be some anti-war people who really aren't being represented. And even when politicians talk rhetoric about being anti-war, they don't follow through on it.
I mean, Romney was talking rhetoric
about
anti-war.
Obama, with his peace signs, you know, has now been droning people in all kinds of places around the world and has dropped, you know, missiles and stuff. And he got the Nobel Peace Prize.
He got it before he did it. But,
yeah.
You know, I want people to go to YouTube and search drones war on women and children. And just go ahead and take a look at some of these shocking photographs about what is going
on. Is it graphic?
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, we should warn people about that because some people might not want to see it.
I'm making it clear as I can. But war really stinks. And we continue to pay our taxes and continue to vote for these people. And it's the least we can do.
You know, the other thing is, Mark, too, is that, you know, we also have the people that listen to freelive.com. You know, there's over 20,000 people that listen, you know, and that are part of this, you know, what we're trying to, you know, sort out and straighten out and stuff like that. Some of those people, I'm sure, are over here in Vermont. Maybe they don't have a station or anything yet, but...
Oh, yeah, we've got a couple of stations in Vermont.
You know, but, hey, we know what's going on. We're hip to what's going on around here.
Thanks
but anyway,
hey,
Mark, it was good speaking with you. And like I said, this is my favorite time of the week to listen to you talk. You guys
Thank
have
you
a good evening.
Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Oh, I thought I'd drop that. It shouldn't have made a click noise. That's all my fault, people. You know, actually, Free Talk Live is probably heard by, I don't know, something like 250,000 people in a week, because we're on more than 100 radio stations across the country. I don't expect Robert to necessarily know how many affiliates we have, but it's worth mentioning. I mean, we do have 20,000 might be a number that you could claim with a podcast or something like that, but we've got more than that. So anyway, and if you want to know what stations we're on in Vermont, I just looked that up real quick. We're on in Brattleboro right now in Vermont.
Yeah, I just don't see a popular anti-war uprising. I mean, it hasn't happened. We've been in war for the past 11 years, and it hasn't happened in any
significant sense. Not after Pat Tillman, not after WikiLeaks, not after Abu Ghraib. It just doesn't
stop.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Your newcomer from Midas Resources, November 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1730.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,772.96, $886.48 for a half ounce, or $443.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,772.96, $886.48, and $443.24.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can give us a call, talk about anything you want to. Here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Veterans Day edition, I should say. And real quick, before we get into the phone calls here, I want to tell you about Bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. They're money for the internet. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money almost instantly, very quickly, across the internet, and you don't have to pay any fees. You know as well as I do, it costs a lot of money to send money back and forth on the internet. And Bitcoin, it makes it easy to do micropayments. You can send money to people all across the world. They have control of it. When you have a Bitcoin account, you are your own banker. You don't have to rely on some despotic government to leave you alone. In a lot of these countries, it's going to be very difficult to do business. Bitcoin makes it much easier. In Argentina right now, they're getting around government controls with Bitcoin. And I believe that that's being used strongly in Greece, too. I believe this currency is the most important invention in this decade. And you can get in on basically the ground floor. Bitcoins are currently the most valuable currency in the world at something like $11 a piece. But I think they're going to skyrocket from here. So anyway, you want to get Bitcoins, go find out about them. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got links there to help you research them. We use coins.org and that kind of thing. You can get a free Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. But all the links are at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mitchell in Texas. Mitchell, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Miracles never cease. My beloved Cowboys finally won a game today. Can you believe it?
It had to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, well, they beat Philly, so I don't consider that a big accomplishment. As bad as Philly is, not much better than Dallas. But
I wouldn't know. I haven't been paying attention this year. My wife's much more the football fan in my household.
Well, Michael Vick got knocked out early on with another concussion. They were talking about during the game that he's probably toast next year.
Those concussions in football, they always make me feel so bad. That's usually what happens to me during a football game is I'll watch for a little while and somebody gets a big hit and I'm like, oh, God, I feel so bad for this person.
Yeah,
and so
I still have some empathy
left. Most of the game going, ow, ow.
Yeah.
Feeling bad for the guys.
Them guys are big and they hit hard these days. There's no doubt about it.
They really do. And you know, having been involved in kind of rough sports in my life, I know what it's like to have a big individual hit you. And that's what it's like. I mean, these are real bell ringers.
Not to disparage Mitchell's interest in sports or anything, but I don't follow sports because I do get the impression that it's just very violent and.
Well,
I don't like to see
the
that.
Thing I love about football, though, is when you get to see those really amazing plays, that one where, and I always remember Jerry Rice, but I'm sure that there's football players that can do this still, that can, like, reach out there with one hand, you know, their big, long legs, these guys are 6'9", big, long legs striding down the field, reach out that hand and pull in the football and then bring it in right into the breadbasket and run across the line. I think those are amazing to see.
Yeah, the athleticism's cool.
It's amazing.
But there's a lot of violence.
There is.
With that.
Mitchell?
Well, but Stephanie, golf not violent, and that's a very athletic sport.
Sure. Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Yeah, it's not as much fun to watch as football, though.
That's true. I just called. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I was in back in the 70s. And I just called to wish all my fellow veterans a happy Veterans Day. It's a very special day to me and for them.
Now, isn't it Marine Corps Day the day before Veterans Day?
The Marine Corps birthday is November 10th, 1777. So we're about 30 years old now?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just one of those days that, as a Marine, it's etched in your memory. Yeah.
So
yeah,
why do you consider it, what's special about it to you, Mitchell?
The Marines?
Well, you said that you consider Veterans Day a very special day.
Well, because service to your country is to me, is something very special. And, you know, we hadn't had the draft since 71, 72, and I was in just right after that, so I volunteered to go in. And so it's been an all-volunteer force since that time. And I just think that's a very special thing to do for your country. Now, there are other ways to serve your country, and I fully agree with that. But being in the military is, to me, is an honor. And I'm not trying to sound patriotic or anything like that. I just feel it's an honor to serve in this country's military.
I'm sure, absolutely sure you feel that way. But what I always think when I think about this situation, and I don't want to disparage, I want to be able to honor veterans and thank them for their service. I just have such a difficult time with it when I see the products of war. You know, the families that, you know, where the children have been killed in the Iraq conflict, it was 90% civilian casualties. That's what the United States State Department said. And, you know, these aren't people that signed up. They didn't say we'll fight or anything like that. The war was brought to them. And there were more people killed under the United in the United States prosecution of that war than Saddam Hussein had killed of his own citizens in the whole time that he was president. I mean, people called him a despotic leader, and I'm not saying that he was a good guy. I think he was a terrible leader, but. You know, I mean, I just wonder whether the cure is worse than the sickness in some of these cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. And you know, I have never been for the Iraq War. I thought it was stupid. I'm not saying the guys that lost their lives and legs over there did anything less than heroic. I'm not saying that at all. But the concept of that war and I mean, to this day, I don't even really know why we're over there because we're not doing anything. Nothing's changing. They've had wars in that region for the last 1,000 years, and nothing has changed over there. And we're not going to change anything over there. And so I don't get it.
I think it's very difficult to do, Mitchell. And I would love to learn how to do this, as to how to honor veterans, because I know that the sacrifices were there. I've read the books. I am big into war as a something to study, and. I know that the sacrifices exist. I just always feel like the sacrifices aren't for anything of value. So,
I would prefer that they wouldn't have made those. They wouldn't have been injured. You know, they wouldn't have been killed.
I wish they would have never gone.
Right.
But if you play out in the street, at some point or another, car is going to hit you.
Well, but I just get the point I just make. You know, why did we go in the first place? What did those people do to us? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know I'm a Vietnam era veteran, and what did the North Vietnamese do to us? Nothing.
So that's an interesting point, Mitchell. Because I mean, when you were in the military, did the government ever did you ever get any orders that you disagreed with? And it sounds like you're saying you disagreed with the whole war in the first place.
Well, but back in those days, I was 18 years old, so I just probably didn't have that mindset. But no, I didn't disagree with any orders. No, never, ever.
Nothing. Okay. All right.
Oh. Mitchell, I do appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
855-450-3733. It's an emotionally tumultuous day for a lot of people. You know, I mean, there's people in my family that have died. As a matter of fact, I would have been a third-generation Army officer if I would have gone. Excuse me, fourth-generation Army officer if
Did
I would have gone
consider-
in. Oh, absolutely.
You considered it.
I considered going in. Yeah. But I... It wasn't the family that I was brought up in. I would have been, but I mean that's sort of hereditary. Anyway, I didn't live with the. I was adopted, so it would have been a different situation. But 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about anything.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. Utopiasilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And I just told you about Bitcoins. I didn't tell you how to get Bitcoins, and that's an important factor.
Yeah.
The way to get them is BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com is, for one, one of the largest companies that deals with Bitcoins at all. And they're also the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your Bitcoins. Go to BitInstant.com. They make it easy for you. There's more than a million locations around the world that you can use to get Bitcoins with BitInstant.com. As a matter of fact, you can do it right from your desk if that's what you want to do. BitInstant or wherever your computer might be. People carry around things. The computer's all over the place these days. You don't have to have them sitting at a desk. BitInstant.com, they make it, Bitcoins have a lot of advantages to them. It's mathematically impossible for them to be counterfeited or inflated. It's mathematically impossible for anyone, including governments, to block you from sending or receiving payments with Bitcoins. It's a lot of reasons to get in Bitcoins. I certainly am thoroughly into Bitcoins, and, I recommend them for you, too. BitInstant.com. Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's house was on fire.
Yeah.
And as a result, the police had to tase somebody.
Yeah, now how could this be? I guess we'll find out here coming up. This is from WTSP.com, local news sort of story from Pinellas Park, Florida. Your neighbor's house is on fire and it's threatening your home. What do you do as you wait for the firefighters to arrive? One man picked up a hose, except this got him tasered by police. Daniel Jensen is resting in his home after being treated for smoke inhalation. His attorney says he's too emotionally upset to speak to reporters after being tased in front of his two children. Neighbor Luis Rosa witnessed Jensen as he stood between his home and his neighbor's home using a hose to put out the fire threatening both homes. Luis Rosa says Jensen did what any homeowner would do as a raging grease fire next door threatened his home Thursday evening. He was basically just protecting his property. He was hosing the fence down, making sure the fire didn't jump to the other side, and he was doing a good job. Rosa says Pinellas Park police pulled Jensen back from the fire several times. First they pulled the hose away from him, then they said, "You got to get out." Then they kind of pushed him back. He looks back at the house and sees the fire starting to jump over again. By then, Rosa said with no firefighters in sight, Jensen lost his patience. Rosa said he heard Jensen asking, "Where the hell are the firefighters? Where the hell are the firefighters?" He ran back and grabbed the hose. And that's when Rosa says he saw an officer grab a taser.
Yeah.
By the garbage can, the cop just tasered him, and then he dropped to the ground. And then the two other cops grabbed him and put him in the cop cruiser.
Right. So in this situation, the homeowner said that he would stop spraying the other house when the firefighters arrive. So you've got the first problem with call response time.
Yep.
For whatever reason, it was obviously too slow for this homeowner in this circumstances. Second is a property rights issue, it seems to me. Exactly who are you serving and protecting me from? Myself?
Right.
I don't need protection from myself. Thank you very much, Mr. Friendly Law Enforcement Officer.
Right, and if he's dragged off into the back of a cruiser, then there's nothing to stop the fire from getting his house.
Right, I don't know whether...
That's why he was spraying down the fence in the first place.
Right, maybe this wasn't the best move on this homeowner's part.
Well, he's upset. He's kind of scared that the fire's going to get to his house.
I couldn't speak to it. It's not my business. Whether
yeah.
it's the best move by this homeowner or not,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. What I know is that if my house was being threatened by the house next door, a fire in the house next door, then I would probably try to do something about that. And I don't need Officer Helpful tasering me when I'm trying to save my house.
No kidding.
I mean,
that doesn't help anybody, honestly.
You know, I mean,
it just makes things worse.
I don't think
the cops are really trained on how to de-escalate situations. You know,
well, if they thought that it was their business, then they did the right thing. I mean, if they own you, if they're responsible for the payments of your medical bills, any of these things, then it's okay to force your actions. But it's not when you're a free individual. If this guy's free and he actually owns his house, then it should be his decision that he wants to make. I may not agree with it. I may not. I don't know. He didn't know what was going to happen. Something could have blown up over there. A propane tank could have blown the wall out. Who knows what could have happened.
He was getting treated for a smoke inhalation anyway.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But isn't that
sounds like a raging fire
enough? I mean, he has to get tasered too on top of that?
Well, I mean, and what people will say, I've heard this, you know, heard firefighter after firefighter say things like this, is, well, then we have to go in and get him. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Because all the police officer would have to say in the circumstances, sir, if you go back over there, you're going, whatever happens over there is your problem. We will let you cook next to that fire. And
yeah.
that's all you need to do. You don't need to put anybody's life in danger or anything like that. I get that
sure.
people's lives would be in danger if they went over and tried to save this man. I'm 100% clear on that. But some people don't want to be saved.
Well, and they could have some compassion for him. If he's disoriented because he's been inhaling smoke and he's a little bit, you know, his brain
loopy.
Is a little,
sure.
yeah, he's a little loopy, which is very possible, then,
likely.
You know, it's not really his fault that he's acting that way. He's kind of not in his right mind. So what he needs is help. He doesn't need to be hurt some more.
Well, I have to disagree with you on that point. If it is legitimate, if their position is legitimate that he should not be going over there, then they should be able to do whatever they want to do in order to keep him from going over there. But that presupposes that they own him, that they are smarter than him, that it's their business, and it's not. All they had to do to absolve themselves of any guilt in this circumstance, as far as I'm concerned, from a moral standpoint, I don't know about the legal system. It's so messed up at this point that nothing shy of a revolution is going to change it. But from a moral standpoint, all they had to do is say, sir, if you go over there, whatever happens there is your responsibility, and we are not going to put our lives on the line to go save your on-fire butt.
Yeah, he may not have been able to understand it. Like, if he's really disoriented or he couldn't hear them or something, you know,
well,
that's entirely possible. What I meant, I didn't mean that they should have, like, you know, tried to go in and risk their lives to save him. I just meant, like, he needs some help putting out that fire. He needs to be assured that his house is going to be okay.
Well, the firefighters are going to arrive when the firefighters arrive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a slow response time, and that's the foundation of the problem in this story.
Yeah.
I mean, if their response time's over 5 minutes, then I've got a real problem.
Why did the cops get there and the firefighters
didn't?
That's
a good question. Why were the cops there?
They're often coming from a similar place.
Right. I mean, you know, if they had enough time to, have a few interactions with this individual where they're trying to move him away and all that stuff, and then he runs back in. Where's the police? You know, where's the firefighters? Where's the firefighters?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like more than a couple of minutes. So they had a response time, whatever that response time was. And there were a few minutes, several minutes between them and the firefighters arriving. That sounds like a slow response time to me.
Yeah, he's asking a good question. Where the hell are the firefighters?
This is Pinellas Park is where this occurred?
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
He used to live near there?
This is, near by our standards, but it was quite a ways away.
Okay.
A friend of mine lived in Pinellas Park. I mean, this is a city. This is definitely a city.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has a professional firefighting unit, and there's no excuse for slow response times when they spend as much money as they do for professional firefighters. Most of the firefighters in America, I believe, or most communities are served by volunteers, and...
They didn't even hear from the fire department in this article. They just strictly talked to this neighbor who was a witness, I guess.
Mm.
You want to hear what the cops said about this? So Captain Sanfield Forseth with the Pinellas Park Police Department said they were trying to get him out of a dangerous situation. And they tasered him after exhausting all their options. Like, it kind of reminds me of parents who say, well, we exhausted all our options. We had no choice but to smack the kid. You know,
like I said, it presupposes that they own him, and that's all that this really comes down to is
it's
that
just it's striking how they treat him like he's beneath them. You know, it's this dynamic where they
it's a
are
central
the authority
planner's,
figures. Yeah,
it's a central planner's mindset.
Yeah.
The central planner says, you know, so what about the individual? It's the greater good that matters.
Mm.
You know, the whole Spock. I can't even remember what the quote is that Spock gives his life and says basically that the individual. Was nothing, as the group is what matters. Nonsense. 855-450-3733. Commie bull crap. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
So we're talking about this story where this homeowner was tased because what apparently was a slow fire department response time, and he was trying to put out a fire that was spreading from his neighbor's house to his house.
Right.
The police didn't want him in between the two houses with a hose, felt it was a dangerous area, and smoke inhalation was certainly an issue at this point. So they decided that the best course of action was to tase him and drag him out of there. And they may be right that this was the best way to save life and limb for the homeowner. They may be right, but I'm of the opinion that that homeowner owns that property and that he owns his body and his life. So therefore, whatever he decides to do is his business. Now, I am a firefighter. I've been a volunteer firefighter for a few years, and we certainly have to deal with homeowners at times that are less than rational, and one can get jaded in that area. I get it, but that's their business. That's their house. And you don't have to, if you absolve yourself of the responsibility, then, like, for instance, I'm just thinking about a situation. In my town, some people were living rather back to the earth. They had a yurt.
Is that a kind way to put it?
It was. Yeah. And they had a yurt and an outhouse and that
cool.
kind of thing. And this was not really appreciated where we were.
Okay.
And by the many of the, you know, the people in town, those people living in the yurt.
Uncivilized.
Pooping in a hole in the ground, you know, that kind of thing. And, well, I guess what happened is somebody had some kind of medical issue.
Mm-hmm.
They were up at their property. They didn't leave their property much. They were up at their property, had some kind of medical issue. And the fire trucks couldn't get up there. Just couldn't get up there.
Oh, why?
But because they didn't plow their driveway. And, you know, I mean, they're the kind of people that lived in a yurt, used an outhouse, and didn't plow their driveway.
Yeah.
So the vehicles couldn't get up there. So the fire department had to hoof it on up to these people. And, you know, I just kind of feel like if you live outside the building code and you don't plow your driveway, then To a certain extent, some of the responsibility is absolved, if not all the responsibility is absolved from the fire department.
Well, okay, if you're providing a service, like if you're a volunteer firefighter,
mm-hmm.
I think that you get to choose what you're comfortable with. You know, you're providing those services voluntarily, and if someone is offering you a contract, you know, that you don't agree with, not that you're making a contract with this yurt dwelling couple mm-hmm. or anything, but like the circumstances they're offering you, if you don't feel that you're safe, you don't have to do it. You know, you don't want to have three dead people on your hands instead of just one, right?
It's true, but so one needs to consider the mindset of the firefighter,
mm-hmm.
the kind of person this is. This is the kind of person that runs towards danger, not away. Okay?
Yeah.
I was in a situation where, this is another story, in a situation where a car was going 130 miles an hour is the estimate. I don't see how that vehicle, the Ford Focus, could have gotten up to that, but let's call it 110. Through a 35 mile an hour zone, lost control, hit some very large rocks, and ended up smashed up against, get this, of all things, some gas pumps. And when I went there, I didn't
wow.
even know what I was looking at. It looked like God had picked up the car, crushed it in his fist, and hurtled it towards Earth. I got there. I didn't even consider the possibility that there could be a person in that vehicle. It was so weird looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dripping. Now, it's right next to some gas pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Then I heard somebody moaning. There was actually a lieutenant, fire lieutenant, who was from another fire department there, who was basically weeping. He was so, you know, just so out of it. I heard somebody moaning. I stood there for maybe 10 seconds and thinking, you know, that thing's dripping. And all I could think of was dripping gasoline.
Yeah.
And that I'm going to die if I go over there.
Yeah.
And that there's a man or there's a person in there moaning.
Yeah.
So I I'm a ways away from the car, so I start going towards the car, and I'm going to get this person out of that car. They need to be saved. This thing's dripping. It could blow. Fortunately for me, Harry, the fire chief, pulls up at this moment and says, "Mark, don't you go near that car." And he sounds for all the world like JFK. And so, I mean, you know, I stood down and waited for them to come, and it was maybe two more minutes before folks, I couldn't, this guy was 300 and something pounds. There's no way I could have got him out there by myself. I did get the seatbelt off of him and, you know, was able to help him. Apparently I was pulling too hard, as somebody claimed. I don't know, but we got him out of there. And he lived through it so that he could go to prison. But anyway, this is the mindset of people that do this job. They don't stand back, and they are liable to do those kind of things. And I think that this is really fundamentally what what's wrong with forced services like a fire department that, you know, you have to pay taxes for.
Because mm-hmm.
basically these people are forced to pay. So essentially, I'm obligated to provide the service, even if you didn't plow your driveway.
Well, but are you? I mean, because the police have no duty to protect. Does the fire department have a duty to serve, too?
No one has ever told me I had a duty to do anything. I just, you know, consider myself, to have that duty. Let's go to George in North Carolina. George, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, this is George. I was wanting to talk about the firemen. I mean, the police who stunned the homeowner who was trying to put out the fire.
Right.
I think that the homeowner should have his own stun gun and shoot the policeman.
Well, he probably wasn't prepared for that.
He had a hose in one hand. I don't think two wrongs make a right, though.
He should have hosed him real good.
Oh, my.
So
it probably wouldn't have gone well for him.
What are your thoughts on this? Why do you think the homeowner? What's your stand on it? Why were the police in the wrong for tasing him?
I think the police were overstepping his boundary. The man was protecting his property, and apparently he wasn't in grave danger because nothing happened to him.
Well, actually, he did get hospitalized for smoke inhalation.
Well, of course, they had to take him someplace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was how bad it was, but
right.
he's still recovering from it
a couple days after
the article. But, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he was definitely also traumatized by the police tasering him, and I guess his kids saw it, too, so they're affected now. So in addition to having to deal with a fire, the family has to deal with this incident, too. So, yeah, I mean, I think they could have come up with a different solution that wouldn't have involved tasing him.
I would have just stood back and said, hey, man, whatever happens over there is your problem.
Yeah.
It's really a problem created by the slow response time of the fire department, though, as you pointed out, Mark.
Indeed. George, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. I guess I was a little too fast on the draw there. Got him saying thanks. Okay. 855.
If you had been faster, you could have cut him off before he said.
Well, I said thanks.
It's
and then
a slow
I didn't
response
get a chance.
Time here on Free Talk Live.
Didn't get a chance to tell him. Anyway.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. You know, and it all comes down to the relationship that we have with a coercive government. If you were able to decide which department would come and save you for whatever reason, I think you'd find a lot more efficient use of money, because these departments love to spend money on trucks that sit in bays most of the time. You know, my little town's got two tanker trucks in case one breaks down. It's got two engines in case one breaks down. I mean, this is a town of 1,000 people or something like that. You know, there's fewer than 600 homes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly how many trucks do you need? Because they've got a half a dozen.
Well, they have to get shiny new toys.
I don't think that's to some extent that's what it is, and no doubt people want to play with the hoses and the trucks. There's no doubt about it. But, well, I mean, you know, trucks are fun. Big trucks are fun to drive. I drove this thing, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it's fun.
You know, you turn on the lights. Whee! The lights are on.
I'm sure it's fun. That doesn't justify everybody being forced to pay for it.
Right, and I think that there could be more cost-effective ways to defend one's house. First and foremost, you probably should have fire extinguishers around.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it comes down to. If you were responsible.
There was a case back a couple years ago when there were a spate of house fires in California,
mm-hmm.
because they had a particularly like hot and dry season and they didn't clear the brush or something like that. Anyway, a bunch of homes caught on fire, and insurance companies, not the government, were coming out with this foam that you could spray around the perimeter of your house. So that if a fire was blazing toward your house, it would stop it.
Would be a helpful fire break, no doubt. And this is, you know, these are the kind of things that homeowners would probably take more responsibility for. I'm not saying that some people's houses would burn down, but the purpose of a fire department isn't to keep your house from burning down. The purpose of the fire department is to keep your house from setting other people's houses on fire. That's the purpose of the fire department. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Call in and give your opinion on the subject if you wish. 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.